This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to hear another hour of Mental Radio. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We all have a voice that plays in our head. And I have three voices that play in my head every morning, and you do too. But what's the comparison of the voices of Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay to what is in is your inner voice, you thinking and hearing voice? We have a podcast called Zodiac Magic, which probably, if I were to take it apart, the connection to Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic scout on the Zodiac Magic, we have an astrologer talking about each day of the week, so every week it's a new podcast focusing on what each day can bring to you. And then there's Mary talking about things that are not seen or heard or felt or touched. You know, it's not one of the five senses. It's a sixth sense. And isn't that partially your inner voice? And is your inner voice your identity? Is your inner voice your story? What do you think, Jennifer? What's your story? And do you have it playing in your head? Are you listening to it all the time?
My inner voice? I listen to other people, I think, a lot. I think I trust my gut, but yeah, I don't know. It's probably a combination.
Well, maybe the better way of asking the question is, are you influenced by other people's thoughts, or is it your own thought? And how do you really know it's your own thought really think it's your own thought?
I don't know. I think it's both. I think people who don't listen to anybody else are kind of silly. I don't think it makes for a good human being. If you don't have your eyes open or your mind open, you know, you've got to pay attention.
Listening. Is it really about listening? Do you hear voices? Some people do, I think.
Why hear voices? I'm more of an empath. I feel people's feelings. I feel.
Yeah. Why are you chuckling, Victoria? Why do you?
Because it's just funny the way that you ask that. Do you hear voices, Jennifer?
Despite popular opinion, Doug, no, I do not. I don't think I hear voices, but I pick up on people's feelings a lot more than I do their
yes,
words.
Yes, you're an empath. Yep. Yeah. But picking up on your own inner voice, I think there's some people refer to it as your inner child. Some people refer to it as ego, much as, you know, some of us have the same old story that plays over and over and over and over and over again in our head. And it's tough sometimes that, you know, you invest in the old story and you don't get to the new story. And the new story is change. We all change, and some of us don't like it. Don't like what the real, what the essence of change is in us. So I guess maybe the question is, do you have a mental radio station that has the same impact on you as listening, let's say, to this program? And if it does, is that good? Are you looking to change? Is it time for you to change? Or should you change the station? How about that? There's been somebody say, yep, I'm changing the station. No. Well, listen, to each his own. I think it's a tough time to be honest with yourself because there's so much stuff playing in all of our heads. Now, we were talking about critical race theory and things that are of impact and import today. I think they're all these things are important, but are we getting away from what is the basic thought pattern that we all, you know, we're all interested in survival, we're all interested in perhaps taking care of our families and things being better? And I'm not sure. I think that gets lost in the dust of the day. Yes or no, ladies? What do you think, Victoria? Do you find that what you're really thinking gets lost in the dust of the day? Dust of the day is real. You know, what's real today? What are you dealing with today that you have to deal with versus what you might want to deal with? Some people want to change, and they don't kind of really know how to do it. Maybe keeping up with the times as much as anything else. I don't know. I think I've shot my wad here on this one.
Ew.
No, I mean my mental.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Everything's taken out of context. All right, next. The city council race, that was a conversation I had with myself, because I didn't feel like any of you even knew what I was talking about. And I'm sort of surprised, because I think you all, knowing you as I do, I think you have an inside voice, and you do follow, and it does impact what you're thinking. But for some reason,
I follow my intuition more than anything else. Sometimes my inner voice gives me the silent treatment, but I will say, and this might sound so odd, but I a lot of times will hear voices in the sense of I almost hear a radio in the other room or a TV in the other room, or it sounds like people are talking in the other room when there is absolutely nothing going on in the other room. Does anybody have that?
Well, that's
I think you've got ghosts
in
your house.
Yeah. that could be accurate as well. We hear people wrestling around in the basement. We don't have a basement, so.
Fun.
Too undetermined.
Well, but see, that's all of it. Getting out of your own head. And maybe that's another way of looking at it. And what got me to thinking about this was the conversation that we had about critical race theory, and then what's going on in schools and how obvious it is that we're not really teaching some of the things that are necessary for us to have a successful life. School should be about what it is that makes you success. What knowledge do you need to be successful in life? And I don't need to have somebody drill into me that the circumstances that existed even maybe yesterday in my hometown or today are that I have. I mean, I'm happy to be aware of them and to have my own attitude toward them, but I don't want to listen to it over and over and over again. And basically, I'm being told by some sectors of society that I'm a bad guy because I'm a white guy, and I don't like it. Frankly, and that's one of the things that's playing in my head at the moment. I don't want to be shamed because I am who I am. And I think there's way too much of that going on now. So anyway, the city council race in Portland, Maine. There are hundreds of people who voted there last week, but one of the races was that we have that going on here in Framingham. Two votes, one person won one of the districts by two votes. And so this, you know, the kind of local elections, was an open city council seat there. But the way they fixed it in Portland, Maine, was that they drew a name out of a bowl. They put the two contestants. I thought they'd
Why
do maybe
they just
like
recount?
Straws.
That seems a little weird.
The recount was requested. And so, but apparently that didn't get them anywhere because once they counted the votes again, came out to be the same as it was the first time. I think that's what's going to happen here in Framingham, too. So they drew a name out of a bowl, which is like drawing straws, I guess, as much as anything else. This was at their city council meeting. had a wooden bowl, a
Seems
salad
like a
bowl.
A lot of trouble and money spent to have your name pulled out of it. Punch bowl, basically.
Yeah, right. Hmm. There were four candidates in the race for the at-large council, and the ranked choice runoff determined that two of the candidates were tied with exactly 8,529 votes each. In the event of the tie, the city's charter, which adopted rules a couple of years ago for administering ranked choice voting, said the city clerk shall determine the winner in public by lot, meaning the winner is selected at random. So how would that set if you were you running for an office? And I don't know what else do you do in that circumstance? Have another election? What's the point of that? I don't know. So I just thought it was kind of interesting to see how these things are being, to see how these things are being sorted out, much as anything else. I think it's kind of cool. Yes, no? Would you?
Well, it goes to show that everyone should absolutely vote, because think about who didn't vote in the
every
community. Your
vote,
could have truly mattered.
Counts. Yep. Yep. Every vote counts. Yeah. All right, let's see where Pfizer is. Some medical news here. Pfizer, the experimental coronavirus pill they've come up with, reduced the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%. So I didn't think it was Moderna that had the pill.
Has a pill too that they're working on, and then the other pill that you've heard about comes from Merck Pharmaceuticals, and Merck didn't get into the vaccine game because they never really could get a vaccine off the ground, so they started working on an antiviral pill instead, and so theirs has already been approved in the UK. And I guess a lot of countries have already put orders in, us included. And then with Pfizer, with their antiviral pill, they've gotten really good results too. So this is something that, you know, realistically, we maybe around January, we could have this as an option. If you get COVID and you don't have to go to the hospital, then this is, you know, a way to keep hospitals from getting overcrowded. And if you can, you know, you can treat yourself at home with these pills. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they're all set? People that, are they going to be available now, today? Can we go get them?
No, I just said January, maybe February.
I didn't hear you say January, really. Oh. Okay.
I think it's good. I think this is a good move and breakthrough through for therapeutics because people are still getting sick, no matter what, vaccinated or unvaccinated. So why not have something in place that there's some confidence can work in treating this? I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's that. The price, though, isn't that the question? How much do
Merck
are we going to have to...
Merck gave their... Pfizer hasn't given pricing yet, but it's going to be... Merck had done it the same way I think probably Moderna will do it. It just depends on whatever deal they work out with each country. So countries that can't afford...
So is it going to be the country pays, not individuals are not paying for this?
Correct, I guess, at the beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If a country can afford more, then the price is going to be higher. And if it's a... You know, they're going to subsidize it, I guess, for poorer countries.
So in England, Merck has come up with this pill, and they apparently have approved it there. We were talking about this, I think, last week. 19 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Big O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, and Jay, who's here with some of the trending stories that probably would be more attached to gossip sometimes. I see the Queen is okay, and now she she's been last couple of weeks, right? Only doing a few things because she's running out of steam, or she's 95.
Well, yeah, she's 95. I mean, come on, can Prince Charles just be like, you know what, Mom, I'm cool, I don't want to be king, you can go ahead and retire, William can.
Good, because nobody wants you to be king either.
Yeah. I kind of feel like this is why she's holding on for so long and so active. Mm-hmm. Well, her doctors are saying, you know what, you need to rest for 2 more weeks, undertake only light activities, kind of do like the desk work portion of your job. She said she's going to miss the Festival of Remembrance on November 13th, but is hopeful to be at the Remembrance event on Sunday, November 14th. She had to cancel a trip to Northern Ireland October 20th, and then she's going to be missing the Climate Summit in Scotland, but some members of the royal family will be there, like Charles, Camilla, Prince William, Catherine, you know. All that stuff. She's 95. I mean, she's already been told that she has to ditch her beloved nightly drink, her nightly alcoholic drink that she has just been having for so long.
That's probably why she's in depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Take that martini away from her.
So for the format, clearly that was working. And she also stopped going for long walks with her dogs at the park, which she always used to do, so it's kind of a bummer, but she's had a
She used to get out in the Defender and take the dogs with her and drive on her own out to the fur reach of the 800 acres there. So they'd go out she and the dogs would go out and she'd get them out of the Defender and they'd wander around for an hour.
That's how I like to take my walks, with my driver.
Yeah, right. No, she was driving. She drove herself.
Oh, yeah, she likes to drive herself. Yeah. Do you remember when she got locked out of the palace? Like, she didn't have any of the security with her. Maybe she had one security with her, but people were off duty because it was COVID, and so it was very short staff, understaffed. There was a cross of signals. Somebody got messed up, and they basically locked the queen out of her house.
There you go.
At least we know they locked the door. That's good.
Right. Yeah, the gate was locked.
If he's going to try to get into Buckingham Palace, hello, saying the Duane will, you know, take the high road. Yep, okay. Especially if there's a $20 million paycheck attached.
Yeah, how would you say no? I hope he does. I'm a fan of the series. I would love to see him back all together.
Yeah, and I don't know that the story about Hobbs and Shaw is really what happened, because because he's the executive. Vin Diesel is the integral cog in the wheel in this. And so I don't know that that they would have made that movie. Did you read that somewhere?
Oh, yeah. And Vin Diesel wasn't the only one. There were a lot of other actors in the franchise that were upset with the whole spinoff sequel.
Really?
They felt like they didn't get like their blessing and everything. And
I didn't realize that. All right. Well, so listen, see what happens. Kristen Stewart's everywhere. What's up with her?
Well, she and her now fiancé, Dylan Meyer, apparently have been engaged for some time. It only just came out that they're engaged. But they want Guy Fieri to officiate the wedding. And Kristen Stewart was on Howard Stern, and they were talking about it, and she was saying how either they won't have anybody officiate it, they'll just kind of do it themselves. But then she'd also thrown in that she had heard Guy Fieri was officiating some gay weddings, and wouldn't it be cool to have him do it? Well, he heard about it, was like, yeah, count me in. And then she was, Kristen Stewart was doing a Today Show interview, and Hoda was like, is this real? Do you really want him? And she's like, no, this is real. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, this is real. That would be amazing. And so it's looking like Guy Fieri is going to officiate.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The spicy chef guy.
Mm-hmm. Has a weird hairdo.
All the diners, drive-ins, dives, that one.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And so he's a minister on the side? Or he's a...
Well, anybody can become one. If you go online, you can become an officiant.
Yeah.
And certain life states have done away with it. Like, I think Tennessee has done away with it, but certain states you still can do the online.
I think I'd be good at that. I'm going to get one of those. How do I get one of those?
You should. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I now pronounce you husband and husband. It's 28 past the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6th on the U.S. Capitol said it subpoenaed six close allies and campaign officials of President Trump. Some of those subpoenaed included William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 re-election campaign, Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign, and Angela McCallum, the campaign's national executive assistant. As China is ramping up its nuclear arsenal and high-speed delivery systems, Republican lawmakers are demanding answers from the Biden administration about how proposed changes to America's use of nuclear weapons. On Monday, top House Republicans highlighted the concerns by U.S. allies over Joe Biden's proposal to limit the conditions under which America would consider a nuclear strike. Last night, four astronauts inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. This was after a six-month scientific mission on the International Space Station. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Although it's filled with wasteful spending and will include a per-mile driving tax for all American drivers, 13 House Republicans sided with Democrats to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, told Newsmax on Monday, it's all about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the massive social spending bill.
And it's unfortunate that so many people think that this bill is really about infrastructure when it's so much more about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the reconciliation bill, which is the Build Back Beijing, Build Back Broke, you can call it whatever you want. It's a terrible bill. But even in the infrastructure bill, most of this infrastructure bill goes to the implementing Green New Deal policies. You know, we're going to have a tax on driving. We're going to have, I think, almost $200 billion spent on retrofitting homes and buildings to make them sustainable, whatever that means. It's very vague, and what it does, which is so critically wrong about it, it takes all the power and money that could go to the state and local governments and to our communities, and it gives it to bureaucrats in Washington where they get to make the decisions. This is a bell that we might not be able to unring, because once the power is in the hands of federal bureaucrats like Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg or the head of EPA, and you know, not to mention all the other bureaucracies that are in Washington, in the executive branch, we're not going to be able to change that, and money's just going to pour in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's
877-878-4203. Respect. That's what our program is built on. Different ideas. Jennifer has ideas. Victoria does. Jay does. I do. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The economy has added 500,000 jobs since when? I guess it's just in the last month or so, right?
Yeah, the monthly report.
Yeah, that was October. That's good. The economy needed that because the last couple of months have been pretty disappointing, so...
Well, the adjustments were, I don't understand why the adjustments, they were huge this time.
Adjusted for what?
Well, the initial numbers they reported were not accurate. They were too low. So this was an adjustment to those numbers for September and October, which was good because it means more people were actually working. But I didn't realize, like, why was it wrong the first time?
So how many people are on unemployment? Anybody know that still at this point? Is it 4%, 5%? What do we have?
It's now the lowest it's been. It's 4.6% now. Mm-hmm. So it's the lowest it's been in the pandemic.
Okay. So normally unemployment is about 4%, somewhere between 3.5% and 4%. are the, of the workforce is collecting unemployment. That doesn't mean that there are only 4% of the population out of work. It means those are the people collecting. There is another 4%. Usually twice as many people are actually unemployed as the numbers reflect, because those numbers that the government gives you are people who are collecting unemployment. What do they call it? Unemployment insurance,
right?
Compensation, something like that.
Yeah, other people are stay-at-home parents, and they're not on unemployment. They're just not employed.
Right.
I don't know how anybody can be unemployed right now. There are so many jobs available. At least
I don't either.
Saying those are choices, though. People who are staying home and raising kids and don't want to work.
Right, of course. I just
don't
know how
anybody
who wants a job can't get it.
Still collecting benefits, though, because they've made a choice? Are they still getting government benefits because they've made a choice? Are there government programs and people who...
Only if they're below the a certain line,
poverty
right?
line.
Yeah, but
46.9 is the poverty line now, supposedly. Mm. That's seems like a lot of money in terms of everything's relative in terms of how all the pieces fit together. But I think we still have a really strange system that we. I know three people who are not working because they don't want to, and they're collecting. They shouldn't be collecting just because they don't want to work. If they don't want to work, that's their choice, fine. But I shouldn't be supporting them in that choice.
But you're not. You're the unemployment insurance. Doug, you've never been on unemployment insurance, but you pay into it. You only get back out what you've paid into it. So I've been on it, and it runs out at a certain point because that's all I had paid into
When you say you paid into it, how does that take
place?
It comes
out of my paycheck.
Please.
When you have a W-2, your paycheck is – your unemployment is taken out – unemployment insurance, that's taken out of your paycheck along with Social Security and all the other stuff that gets taken
and
out.
And your employer pays for it too.
Yeah, it's a combination.
That's one of the deductions.
So, yeah.
You know what I found
– But you're not paying for my unemployment. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Okay. You're working, and I'm paying you to keep working. It's good. So the average hourly earning, this I found startling, is $30.96. That's pretty good, isn't it? $30, $31
an
hour?
That's high. So high, I think.
Yeah. I think that's, under the circumstances. The average hourly, so that means that half the people make more than that and half the people make less than that. That's what the mean or the average is all about. So there are other people. I know a lot of plumbers and people who are working in starting plumbers.
They make more than $30 an hour.
Yeah, $30 an hour is not a lot.
Mm-mm.
And so once again, I would think that our educational system and the people who pay for our educational system, that is you and me, would demand that there be more skills taught, more, quote, vocational education, even though that name had a stigma attached to it, for whatever the reason, I don't know. But $30 an hour is more than a lot of college graduates are making, I guarantee you that, when they get out of school. What's the average teacher make an hour? I'd like to know what the average teacher... The salary of an average
it's probably about 50 or 60, probably 50,000, depending on where you are.
Okay.
I know in LA it's more than that, but I would say probably 50,000 is average for a teacher.
Mm-hmm. So what does that break down to in terms of hours? Between hours in the classroom, prep time, if it's 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, how does that break down into an hourly wage? I think the point I'm trying to make with my observation is that there are a lot of jobs that are not respectful in terms of how they pay versus what is needed for education. Hard to get a job as a teacher in most communities if you don't have a master's degree these days. When I was teaching, all that was required was a bachelor's degree. Even though I was working for a master's degree, nobody cared. Now, if you don't have a master's degree,
that would be at a higher level. I think now you have to clear. Yes. My
or
mom was a teacher.
School.
And yeah, private school you just need a bachelor's degree. But if you go
I have friends who teach in private school and they all have master's degrees, and that's why they've chosen.
Yeah. Well, probably fancy schools. But I'm talking about the school that I went to, Catholic school, you just need a regular bachelor's degree. And then if you're doing your public school teacher, traditionally all you need is a bachelor's degree, but you have to clear your teaching credential, which is another, I think, year or so of education that you have to do to get your credential.
All right, a couple of our racier, spacier folks in the news today. Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Blue Origin, they've lost a lawsuit against NASA over the decision that they made, NASA made, not to award them the contract to build the lander to bring astronauts to the moon. Wasn't it given to Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, SpaceX.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
But also, you know, Blue Origin, their bid was $5.9 billion, and the SpaceX came in at $2.9 billion. So why would Blue Origin and Bezos like expect that they would also
His ego.
Get a contract for $4 billion more?
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever.
But I want to know, you know, you think about it. I remember the line from Apollo 13 about the rocket ship having been built by the low bidder. And that's true of a lot of, you know, the things. If it's not crucial, that is stuff that's on the ground, it's going to stay on the ground. Okay, give it to the low bidder. But wondering about that, I don't know that much about Blue Origin, other than that I'm not a fan of Jeff Bezos. I don't know how the internal workings work. SpaceX seems to be a little more,
Well, Blue Origin, which is so weird because I didn't even realize Blue Origin has been around for a while. But, you know, they have like a whole big expose done on them a couple months ago, and all the females working there are subject to sexual harassment. And, I mean, all kind of the working environment at Blue Origin, it was just, I mean, the whole thing that came out, it was pretty gross and very much kind of in keeping with Bezos and his...
Yeah, he's a pig.
Frat boy kind of
it's
ways.
It's his brand.
He's a pig.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right, so Elon Musk said something last week. I'd like some clarification from you as long as we're moving around in this circle. If I understand correctly, he's decided he will give $6 billion to fight the homelessness and lack of
world
food,
hunger.
Food insecurity,
poverty.
And that
yeah.
stuff, poverty
yeah.
in general. So does that mean he's going to sell his stock? Is he going to raise the money?
Who knows?
In a different
thing?
Well, he
would sell off part of his stock, his
Tesla
stock.
So many people go after billionaires, and they say, well, if billionaires would just do X, Y, Z, or if they pay more in taxes
more
or whatever.
In taxes.
And so, so he said in response to someone at the United Nations making that comment at that conference last week, he said, well, if I give you, you know, all of this, I'll give you 6% of whatever his sales were, whatever he promised. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll give that all to you. What are you going to do? Show me your plan on how you're going to fix things. And, you know, if I were the UN, I wish that somebody would have said, here is the plan, Elon. Money where your mouth is. Let's go.
42 million people would be saved from dying of hunger with that money.
Unfortunately, so much of this is just hot air, where if billionaires would only do this, well, let's see what we're doing now to fix things. How could we do it?
Yeah, but Elon Musk is also
still
full of
hot air.
So
but
I don't know how real it was.
It's kind of like a back and forth of messages, right? But if I were the UN, I would say, okay, we're ready for it. Here's our plan.
Shame them into
my binder.
Right?
Let's go.
Let's go. Yep, let's go. Speaking of space, astronauts looking out the portholes, literally, of the space station, looking at what's going on as they go around the globe every 90 minutes, to what they can see in the atmosphere. The French astronaut who's up there right now is Thomas Pesquet. Is that how you pronounce his name? Pesquet? Pesquet?
It would be Pesquet.
PK. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is talking about what he's seeing. He used a video call from space to talk about what he is seeing, and this is, you know, aimed at those people who are still at the climate conference in Glasgow. He said, quote, we see the pollution of rivers, atmospheric pollution, things like that. What really shocked me, he said, on the mission, were the extreme weather or climate phenomena. Now, I'd like to know how you actually see or determine that. Is it, can you tell the intensity of the clouds from the space station, the darkness, the heaviness of them?
Yeah, well, I mean, he said that they saw, he could see California and Canada on fire from 250 miles up with the naked eye. That was just, they could just see that it was on fire. And this was a really interesting video call he did with Emmanuel Macron, He's the French, you know, president, and
Premier,
this was a French,
and
this was a French astronaut. This is his second time up, and what was really alarming was that he said it was such a difference this time from just 4 or 5 years ago, in terms of what he could see, the visible damage and the storms and floods and the erosion and things that they can see, which must be an unbelievable vantage point,
yeah,
you know, beyond just how pretty it must be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see why when William Shatner went up and was, and just for a brief minute he was up there and he was so emotional and talking about, you know, how we need to save this planet, and the astronauts are backing up everything that he said. And so it's, you know, it's literally like, I don't understand anyone who just says, who just dismisses climate change. I really don't anymore. I mean, people believe it a lot more now, but because we're seeing it, we're seeing it happen in real time. But like,
you know,
I don't
as
know,
well
I mean,
as
how
I
much
do,
more?
Become almost a religion with some people. And it's, people don't respond well to being hit over the head. There's a lot of hammer and tong stuff that goes on here.
Well,
my point hasn't changed at all. I can see it in the way I farm. I can see it in the way things are growing on the farm, that there is a change. Things are growing differently.
Coffee now grows in California because of climate change. It's all, there was a whole thing that I watched on the last week about how coffee is a very difficult crop to grow, and you really need all kinds of certain conditions, and it's
Rocky
now growing successfully in
need.
California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if people would just not, I think it's kind of like the Elon Musk story. You know, it's really easy to blame billionaires. It's really easy to blame climate change. But is all of this money that people are throwing in at it really going to do anything? Because it's become a huge moneymaker for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, certainly food for thought, something that will be included in one of our downloads, I'm sure. You catch out our podcast every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on 1 second.
Can you please answer that? Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Money Pit Monday on the DJV program, which is kind of anticlimactic because it's usually Money Pit Weekend because the show is on over the weekend.
But you need
right?
the whole week to get ready for your weekend project,
week.
Doug.
Exactly. So your program is heard on Saturday and Sunday of various stations, depending on when the station wants to run it. Right? It's not at one particular time.
Yeah, and we drop the podcasts on Monday and Thursday.
And there you go. And you have the Money Pit newsletter that's out every day. You can go online to MoneyPit.com and to check that out as well. All right. So a number of things going on. It's fall. People are looking for products that will help improve their lot in life when it comes to getting the house ready for fall. Is this internal, external? What are some of the things that people are using and what you're talking about, what you're advising people to do when it comes to prepping for fall and winter?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time when manufacturers come out with a lot of new products. So we did a review of some this week. First up, if you've ever had to tackle a project that involves driving screws, you know it's a hassle when the screw starts to strip, right? You can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You're just kind of stuck there. DAP came up with a new product that's called Tank Bond Liquid Grip. What the stuff is...
DAP has all of those different... I have a lot of DAP products around. You put them in the gun, and they're like
caulks,
filling holes,
sealants.
Caulking compound.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so what this stuff does is you add one drop of it to the screw head when it starts to strip, and it gives you 7 times more gripping power.
Wow. You put
pretty
it on the
stuff.
Head?
Yeah.
You put it on the
right
head
in the screw
of the
head, yeah. Yep, really? it stops the screwdriver or the
wow.
bit
how does it
from slipping out.
It's a
formulation of a metallic grit, they tell me, that's formulated to kind of like fill in the gaps but not slip any further when the screw starts to strip.
All right.
So pretty cool stuff.
Fall in
$7
the
too.
Gap. Yeah.
You'll find it at Lowe's. I mean, you don't plan to strip a screw, so it's the kind of thing you just want to get it and throw it in the toolbox.
But it is annoying when it
there.
Happens. Yeah. I'll tell you that from experience. When either if it's a Phillips head especially, and you put a smaller chuck in there than the head requires, you can easily strip it. Or the other way around, put too big of a head in. It's really annoying because you can't, as you said, you can't get it in and you can't get it out. It's just, so I usually revert. Now that I know you can use this DAP thing, I'll do that. But you used to have a hammer.
That's the other way to do it, right?
That's right. Fix it that way.
Well, Doug, I know that you've done a lot of chainsawing around the farm.
Yes, and, lots of them. Yeah.
We have talked about cordless tools over the years. I got a chance to play with a new one from Green Machine. This is exclusively at Home Depot. It's a 62-volt cordless chainsaw. What's impressive about this is it gives you 45 minutes of actual cutting time, which is a lot. You know, if you think about it, you take the tree down, 45 minutes of slicing and dicing is a long time. Pretty powerful battery. And it's got all the features in it that you'd like to have: automatic chain tensioning, electronic chain kick brake, automatic lubing, and no pull cords, of course, so no gas to deal with. Yeah. Easy start trigger. That Green Machine is part of a family of products, really well made.
Isn't it automatic? It's just you hit the. I have. I use a lot. I have like a dozen chainsaws on the farm, and I do that for self defense because if I want one that works, I want to make sure I get one or two.
Well, you shouldn't have to go through a dozen chainsaws.
I know I should.
This one you pick up and go with like no prep.
Goes. So it's just a battery fix like a lot of the other battery-powered tools that are around today, right?
Is that the but it's actually more heavy-duty. It's got a 62-volt battery, and the thing really does a great job. I worked with it last week, and I'm really impressed by it. You'll find them exclusively at HomeDepot.com. Now, as the weather turns cold, the heating bills go up. LG has a new heating technology out now. It's called LG Red. Stands for reliable to extreme degrees. It's interesting because it's new technology they're building into all their HVAC products, and it gives you incredible energy efficiency and comfort even in the coldest climates. In fact, it will maintain the efficiency down to 5 degrees. Now, a lot of heating systems lose efficiency when they go lower like that. This one keeps it steady all the way down to 5 degrees, and it can actually heat homes down to minus 13.
It's a whole house system, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's technology that's built into, for example, their heat pump systems.
Ah.
So, yeah, which typically is very expensive to run, but this technology is bringing the cost way down, the comfort way up. And finally, I got a chance to learn about a brand new type of flooring called hybrid resilient flooring. It's an LL flooring product called Duravana. And, you know, they explain that this is completely different than all the EVPs and the other products that are out there. It's extremely scratch and dent resistant. So here's how we test this in the Money Pit Garage. I took a plank of it, stuck it on the workbench, and smacked the heck out of it with a hammer to see if I could dent it. Could not dent it. Strong stuff, doubly waterproof, and scratch resistant as well.
Hell, how a flooring has that. All right, good.
Duravana.
Some tips from Tommy the K. It's 50.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.